Joe, good morning. How are you?
How you doing? Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, sunshine today.
Weekend?
Mine was filled. I got to do some dancing. I got to work. I got to stay home. Yesterday, I actually kind of like was a bomb. I didn't do much.
Kind of a dreary old day.
I don't do too many of those, but I hadn't really had a day off in about 4 weeks. So
there you go. Well,
I needed a little.
Need one of those.
Yeah.
Now you're charged up. Now
I am
day.
Actually. I'm feeling a lot better
Sun's
today.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, we,
here
picked,
we go.
Picked the wrong day for that, Joe. We had too much stuff going on this weekend. We could have used some of that sunshine. IU baseball got their stuff in. They were big winners yesterday, winning the series against Maryland. They started at 11 a.m. to try to avoid it. It just goes to show you what lengths they went to, where IU men's soccer got washed out. They couldn't get in their afternoon game with the Mexican youth national team. Saturday was good late in the afternoon, but before that, there wasn't much joy in Mudville. It was just mud in Mudville. So that means tonight we're busy, but over the weekend we did see the IHSAA softball draw. But before we get to that, we're going to determine some track and field champions starting tonight.
Well, I tell you, we haven't in a while had a complete washout like the one we experienced from Friday through Saturday to wrap up week five on the high school spring beat and wrap up the month of April. But here's to a new month. May now is upon us, and tonight, Ralph Siebold Oval, the venue for the spring's first Conference Indiana meet of the year. Justin Helmer's 13th-ranked North Cougs, Larry Williams' 17th-ranked South Panthers will be chasing each other for the title tonight, starting with field events at 5. Senior Logan Calvin, top-seeded in both the discus and shot, his heaves of 171, 1, and 57 feet, respectively, among the top five right now in the state. As we move into May, South Ian Shaw is top-seeded in the mile and 2 mile. The Panthers also have three other top seeds, Pierce Evans in the 100 meters, Sam Munson in the high jump, and Luke Hensley in the pole vault. North's other top seeds include Antonio Dolman in the 400, Drew Warren in the 800, and the Cougs mile relay also seeded first. Over on the girls' side, Justin Helmer's Cougs and Tom Stokes' South Panthers have six individual top seeds going into action tonight. Grace Williams for the Cougs in the mile and 2 mile. Dontrice Barbie, the shot. Elena Walls, the discus. Jordan Munson of South has the top seeds in both hurdle events, and the Cougar 2 mile relay is also seeded number one. Before the rains came over the weekend and Friday, seniors' night, late week for the Edgewood Track and Field Mustangs, hosting Lighthouse Christian Academy in Indian Creek, and as she did last spring, we mentioned it, I'll mention it again because it's rather unique. Junior Taylor Acuff played third base for Mick Hammett. She got a hit and scored a run, and the Mustangs lost to Monrovia, then came over to the discus pit and uncorked a PR throw of 107 feet, winning the discus for Brian Rosenberg's crew. As the girls were victorious with 97 team points, the boys of Michael Doring also won with 84 points. Noah Beasy continues his fine spring. He won the long and high jumps. Austin Haskett copped the mile and 2 mile. Well, the sectional softball draw did come out on Friday. Bloomington North, of course, the defending champion, will host the sixth team for a tournament starting May 22nd. South plays in the opener against Columbus North. The Cougs will catch East Central. Shelbyville against Columbus East. Over in Sullivan in 3A, where Owen Valley defends, Edgewood, Mick Hammond's crew, will play the opener against Northview, Brown County, Owen Valley, Sullivan, and West Vigo, your other matchups. Things dry out tonight. Meg Montgomery's South Panthers will play at Linton opening up the month. And after getting blanked by North last Tuesday night in the Battle of the Bypass, Meg's crew came back and bounced into the win column thanks to Maya Fulton's first home run of the spring, as that helped beat Brown County 5-4 out at Winslow. Addie Benham had another fine game, striking out 11. South starts the new month 3-11. North is 9-3. And Mick's crew out at Edgewood 11-5. Phil Klusner's South Panthers will host Brownsburg tonight at Grove Memorial at 6. South starts the week 7-5 after its Battle of the Bypass win last week over North, who's on a 5-game losing streak now. They're 4-8. They start May tomorrow night playing at East Central. Bob Jones' Edgewood Mustangs have won 6 in a row. They're 11-6, and they'll host Brown County tomorrow night, getting the new month rolling there. Elsewhere, Brian Muehlhaus's North Cougs are over at Harrison Lake later tonight with Columbus North, and then engage in activity with Perry Meridian on the road Tuesday night. Gary Lee's Edgewood Mustangs toured Rolling Meadows late last week and lost a tight three-way in losing to Owen Valley and Bloomfield by a total of just 3 shots, firing a 185. Jackson Wendell was team medalist with 41. Actually, he won the tournament with the medal at 41. Edgewood's back in action tomorrow at South Putnam. Joe Weiler was sharp again last week. He fired a 69 to help South to a 5-stroke victory over B&L. South starts the work week and new month ranked 4th in the state. Well, after splitting baseball and softball results out at IU last week, Bloomington North is now one up as we enter May as the two city schools hit the tennis courts on Thursday night of last week. Barb Mills' 18th-ranked Cougars turned back the young Panthers of Gretchen Wertzman 4-1. The freshman duo of Tate Blackwell and Rachel Walker got the point, near 3-hour, 3-set win at 2 doubles, posting at Sloan Point after Norse Lily McAfee and Izzy Flynn won 6-0-0 at 1. Veteran senior Carolina Lopez is still perfect at 1 singles for the Cougars. She beat Barb's niece, by the way, who's a freshman at South, Maya Mills, at number 1 in straight sets. Bailey Gardner and also Joy Battacheri up 1 straight setters at 2 and 3. Elsewhere, Northview shut out John Kerr's Edgewood Mustangs 5-0. The Mustangs will be at home tonight to West Vigo. Well, don't forget, a new week, new month in the zone. Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. The Reds start play and May back at the Great American Ballpark tonight, 7 o'clock, Marty Brenneman pregame. Pittsburgh in town after its 5-4 win, the Reds Sunday in St. Louis. 6 teams, well, actually 2 games separating the top to the bottom in the NL Central after the Cubs lost last night at Fenway to Boston 6-2. The Reds will be hosting the Pirates Tuesday, Wednesday nights on the airwaves, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, San Francisco Giants come into the Great American Ballpark.
Yeah, good news, that road trip is over. Joe, the Reds finish it up in style, but not a lot of love in Milwaukee and plenty of rain problems in St. Louis. Cubs fell to the Red Sox 6-2 last night. Dan Feeney, the All-American guard for Indiana football, was drafted in the 3rd round by the San Diego Chargers over the weekend, so congratulations to Dan as he heads west. We'll get a full IU wrap-up coming up at 8:45, but a big weekend for baseball. They got in just what they needed to get in, and it was just enough yesterday to win the series over the league leaders, Maryland. We'll go inside the details of that, plus everything else going on a busy weekend.
Sounds like a Monday, May 1 plan, Glassman.
That's right. Indy in the month of May. You'll have to get me caught up on all the racing as we'll do the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, we got the big race coming up Saturday, and it looks like, I don't know, maybe some rain, but definitely cool temperatures.
And that's the Kentucky Derby, Joe, speaking of. And we've got 2 Indy races, 1 Grand Prix and 1 the greatest spectacle in racing this month. So we'll get you ready to go for all of that as well. But it's the first day. We've got some time to catch up.
Oh, we've got 30 more days left.
That's right. All right, great job as always.
All righty, my friend.
It'll fly.
It always does.
See you in a bit, Margaret.
Okay. On the track or in the air, it doesn't matter where. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 Monday mornings, 8:46 at WGCL. Glass in the morning, thank you for being with us. Are you a carpenter or know a carpenter that's looking for employment at a competitive wage? Call PPS Contractors to schedule an interview today, 812-369-9696. Thanks to Terry Stoltz and the gang at Black Lumber for riding shotgun with us this morning. Terry's going to join me Wednesday night in the zone. We'll talk about the Pacers and their future. Dave's on tonight, and we'll review the Colts draft. Plus, Thomas Bryant leaving Indiana leaves the Hoosiers one player over signed, so we'll talk about their roster and your phone calls tonight and Wednesday, both live at 6 p.m. There's Margaret.
Good morning.
Take a picture of it. before it goes away.
Yeah, it's gorgeous outside. We'll look live in outside, the now. Enjoy, kind of sit by the window where like it's nice and sunny and get warmed up because it's not warm out there.
It's not. It's only going to be 58 today, so we'll just have to deal with it. That's not terrible for track and field runners, as Joe mentioned last hour, right, Smitty? They'll be out running for a Conference Indiana Championship. They won't mind
it'll start at 5 o'clock tonight on the reschedule.
Yeah, we just hope the wind's not blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour. That's tough to run and jump in. But it's not wet. That's the good news. Yep. It was wet enough this weekend. But, Joe, the Indiana Hoosiers, their baseball team, Chris Lemonis's gang, got out at 11 a.m. yesterday trying to shoehorn in the third and final game of their series against Big Ten leaders Maryland. They did. It had dramatic weather, dramatic curfews, dramatic everything, but nothing more dramatic than Craig Deedlow. Tell us what we saw at the BART yesterday.
Well, I tell you, the shot to the opposite field with the sacks full of Hoosiers delivered lightning Sunday as Chris Lemonis's Hoosiers took the rubber game of three against 15th-ranked and Big Ten league leader Maryland 6-3, the Granny, delivered by Craig Deedlow, the second of two circuit shots by veteran senior outfielder, his 11th of the year, his second career grand slam, by the way, wound up with five RBI, knocked in five of the six runs. Freshman shortstop Jeremy Houston also homered, his first in his career. Matt Lloyd, who earned his fifth save, had a couple of hits along with Logan Sowers and Tony Butler. And B.J. Sable was credited with his third win, compliments of Deedlow's grand slam. As we always do on a Monday morning, we glance at the Big Ten standings. Maryland is still on top at 13-5. Nebraska's in second and 9-5-1. We have four teams tied for third at 9-6. Iowa, Minnesota, who had a rough losing weekend, Michigan and Purdue. Then the Hoosiers at 10-7-1. So we have basically right now seven teams playing plus 500 baseball within the Big Ten. Eight, of course, make the Big Ten tournament here on May the 24th. Well, they took two early and then swept Indiana 8-0 on Saturday to complete the three-game sweep. And it appears that 19th-ranked Michigan on its way possibly to another College World Series as they made life miserable for Michelle Gardner's crew over the weekend, completing the three-game sweep, leaving Indiana 8-12 in the league and 22-28 overall. How about Jake Brown, 73, two over par, actually three over par, but it was good enough for 10th place on the leaderboard, and that's the best Hoosier individual has had at the conference tournament in 3 years, as he tied for 7th, actually. He tied for 10th. Nick Grubnich tied for 7th back in 2014, so he was the last Hoosier to do it. But that being said, Jake Brown had a nice, solid 3 days of play out of the Baltimore Country Club as a team. Mike Mayer's crew finished in 11th. Illinois, yeah, here they are again, another championship. That's three in a row. They were 11 under for the 3 days. The closest to them, Northwestern, they were five over in second. Well, at the CBAC over the weekend, Ryan Castle's crew, after a disappointing loss to Harvard on Friday, came back and copped fifth place, beating George Washington and St. Francis on Sunday, 9-7 and 16-6, respectively. The pair of wins for Coach Castle and the Hoosiers, 21-10, completing the ninth consecutive season now with at least 20 wins, as well as securing the program's 18th 20-win season in its 20-year history. By the way, defender Kelly Matthews scored five goals between the two games, surpassing the 200-goal career mark. She, along with freshman Joelle Nacuzzi, were both named to the CWPA All-Star team following the matches yesterday at the CBAC. Well, as you know, field conditions caused the cancellation of yesterday's IU wrap-up to soccer spring activity for Todd Yeagley's crew. They could not get that game in with the Mexico U-18 national team. That being said, Indiana finished out a 6-0 perfecto for the spring. Ramiro Asquith's worksheet for his first season on the tennis courts was 14-14. Michigan took them out of the Big Ten tournament over the weekend 4-0. By the way, Ohio State won both the men's and women's tennis titles. Well, we saw right tackle Dimitri Camille and inside linebacker Marcus Oliver agreeing over the weekend to begin their professional careers signing with free agent contracts. Camille latching on with his hometown Houston Texans, and Oliver will start off with the Eagles. No deals, though, are official until players complete a physical, and the Los Angeles Chargers, got to get used to saying and seeing that, took Dan Feeney. We wish Dan the best as he was grabbed in the third round of the draft. Well, the tracksters of Ron Helmer spread out all across the country. They were at the Penn Relays, the Longhorn Invitational, and the Red Hawk Invite, with some outstanding individuals and performances recorded. The women's 3,200 relay team set a school record at the Penn Relays. Kendall Wiles, Olivia Hippensteel, Catherine Receiver, and Brenda Calder ran to an IU record 836.2 at the Longhorn Invitational. Willie Morrison, there he is again. He won the men's shot. And Sydney Clute doing what she does in the pole vault, and that's when they led the Hoosiers there. And Megan Grabowski, the former South sprinter, finished third in the 100 and 200 for the Hoosiers in the Red Hawk Invite. Mentioning all of the track with the Big Tens coming up here shortly, Ron Helmer will be part of Sports Talk tomorrow night. We'll be live from Yogi's at 6. Shout out to Steve Peterson's women rowers for the first time in 7 years. The Hoosier Gals won the Dale England Cup for the first time out on Lake Lemon, and certainly the storms played a big part. Friday's races were canceled due to thunderstorms, and the Hoosiers did it with depth as they had a first, second, and third place finish to outpoint Notre Dame when it was all said and done, as only the first and second varsity eights and the first varsity four races were scored. But Indiana's one win came in the right race, and that was the V8, as the Hoosiers were led by coxswain Emily Facchetti, who crossed in 6:35.6. So congrats out to the rowers. Next up will be the Big Ten Championships out on the Eagle Creek course in Indianapolis starting May the 13th. Reds back on the radio, opening up a big homestand. What with the Pirates, Giants, and Yankees on into next week. But first things first, the Pirates tonight. Only two games separate top to bottom in the NL Central. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 7 o'clock against the Buccos tonight here on the airwaves. Preceded, of course, as we open up this month of May in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6.
All right, Joe, busy Monday, which isn't surprising. We'll have a busy Tuesday wrap-up tomorrow morning with all the high school stuff that's going on today. Plenty of golf and track and field, as you mentioned, as well. Yeah. Reds a lot of the week this week, which is great.
Yeah, every day, I think.
They didn't have one day game in there, not a Thursday. I'll have to check on that.
But yeah, they got. You're right.
I think there's one day game.
Game.
So that's getaway day usually. So they usually let
Monday,
the
Tuesday, Wednesday,
right? All
Friday,
seven
Saturday,
tens.
Sunday against the Giants, and then your favorite ball club, the
Los Yankees.
Drivers,
that's right.
Coming in next week.
Been good.
Yeah.
14-8, 15-8. They're playing well. Young kids hitting the ball. Good job, Reds. Winners yesterday, 5-4. Big doubles from Duvall. He had four hits. Schebler had two doubles and three hits. But it's the bullpen, Joe. It's a story. When they pitch well, the Reds usually win. Five innings of no-run ball. Russell Iglesias gets the big save there. What else? Clippers and Jazz, seven games. And game seven, Utah wins it on the road there. Eastern semifinals go tonight with Toronto and Cleveland after Boston beats the Wizards. Whew, I'm out of breath. And so
Joey Logano wins at Richmond, one of my favorite NASCAR drivers.
Excellent stuff. All right, have
hopefully
a good one.
Hopefully another one of my favorite golfers will win that playoff today down at the Zurich Open.
Cameron 9 o'clock.
I'm looking forward to hear what you have to say about the Derby later this week.
That's right. Get your picks ready to go.
You have a great day, Joe.
I'll have your winner Friday.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
And
okay.
That's the next time we'll talk to you, buddy. At least
all righty.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 Monday mornings, Friday mornings.